982-6669. Feedback, Southern California.
And now today's recording already in progress.
This is 765-6000, the Feedback Supplementary Line. And now, a special presentation. History of telephone entertainment.
The average phone freak is intelligent, number one. If nothing else, the average phone freak is intelligent. The average phone freak is male. Now, there are girls on phones, but there is a difference. The males are more technologically, technologically oriented, whereas the girls have not the least bit interested in the technology. Their interest is purely social. Now, the guys are also interested in it socially. There's many more guys than girls. The average phone freak often has problems relating to people in regular social settings like school or regular day-to-day things, and they find it easier to communicate over the phone. One reason they find it difficult to get along with people on a day-to-day basis is because many of them are intelligent and they are interested in things like computers and electronics, which most people aren't. And so they have this common interest on the phone, and they can band together as comrades. I'd say most of them are Jewish. I've been able to figure that one out. It's easier to explain that than if this was someplace in the Midwest, certainly, because there are a lot of Jewish people in L.A., but I'd say 80% of phone freaks are Jewish, and I'm not quite sure why. The average phone freak is young. And now that's one comparison that could easily be made with the phone freaks of, let's say, 6 years ago. When I got on phones in 1973, I was the youngest person, I'd say. Well, within a year, I'd say I was the youngest person. And now, at that time I was 15, and now the phone freak extends easily down to 13. And I think it was more enjoyable then when it was an older crowd. I think there was most more social things then, more girls on the lines back then. Maybe there are now, but maybe I don't notice if they're younger than I am.
Productions proudly presents the history of telephone entertainment. This is Burt Beverly Hills, and welcome to the history of telephone entertainment. To a phone enthusiast, the different telephone entertainment recordings of the past and the people who made them hold special meaning. This production spans from the beginning of telephone entertainment until 1980. You're about to hear the opinions of many people in the phone world as we look back on the history of telephone entertainment.
When I'm with you, it doesn't matter where we are. Oh, what we're doing, I'm with you, that's all that matters.
I think it was about 69. I got into phones kind of because some people called me up when I lived with my parents, when I won't say where, and I first got in the phones, oh, I'd say around 79, about 73.
I wish I could say it to you.
Morally sure it might have been kind of mean, but technically, I mean, the phone company could afford it. I mean, like Karen said, I guess he thinks I'm quote unquote just too smart because I have, I mean, for 12 years. I mean, what can I say?
Thank you.
telephone entertainment has been around only a short time, but in reality, it has been around for more than 80 years. Uncle Freaky relates the story of the first telephone entertainment line.
You'd subscribe, you'd call up, and you would answer with Silas Leachman, Chicago, Illinois. I will now sing so-and-so, and he'd play the piano and sing a song and then hang up. And after a while, he got tired of doing this live. He had too many callers, so he started putting them on cylinders. And there was the first recorded entertainment line.
What other lines were around at that time?
Well, before that and during that and after that were all the Paris entertainment lines. They had a terrific thing going on in the late 70s and 80s. Especially, they did telephone concerts where they would have a line for each instrument in an orchestra. And you could ring into that, or else you could go to a theater where they had the multi-channel version. They had a big bell sticking out of the wall for each line. And every night, the Paris Phone Company in the 80s would run a few lines from one of the local theaters, and you'd call up and hear an act of a play. During intermission, they would switch to another theater. That was really terrific. They were all into it. I have a 20s dictionary that defines the term telephonograph as a machine for recording or playing back over the phone. There's been some sort of phone entertainment all along.
Now begin the first of many features on this tape. I asked all the people I talked to if they could name five people who made a significant contribution to the phone world. The people, not necessarily line runners, could make the contribution in terms of time, effort, money, or assistance to a line runner. And throughout this tape, we will be playing the responses that the different people that I interviewed gave. And then at the end of the tape, we will play the name of the quote-unquote winner of this competition. The first person I asked this question of was the Watchtowers.
No matter what my differences are, I would say there would have to be some honor. And if I really think about it, he should have been at the top of the list. It would have to be Brené, because he is what you would call really the grandfather of phones. I mean, no matter what anybody can say about him, he's all given us at some time or another some kind of inspiration of some type and some pleasure of some type. So I would have to say he'd be one of the ones.
We'll be back with more of the history of telephone entertainment after this message.
Your number one network at your name, dial 213-806-5757-506-4848. Visual Bay Profit Style 761 Dual, that's 761-3825. And now back to our regular programming already in progress.
We now move into the period of modern day telephone lines. It all started approximately 10.5 years ago with a line which many people today simply call Ben. Bob from Z explains.
In the days that I started playing the telephones, there wasn't any recordings I know of to call. Perhaps maybe some motel downtown had a number, a fellow singing Ben or something. He would sing something for the New Way Motel. It was a commercial on a Kodafone 700. And he ran that recording for many, many years.
At about the same time, there was also a joke line called Vermont in our area. This may be the first joke line. It came out approximately at the time of Z, or maybe beforehand. Documentation on this joke line is not very good, so the exact date of its formation is not exactly known. We'll be back with Al Brené right after this. We are going to put a commercial.
Hi, this is Uncle Jeffy. Stu and I and the whole Fun Phone Gang get into the most uproarious situations. Join us this weekend as we probably get into another one. That's Fun Phone right here on Feedback.
Newsmakers.
Daniel Dorface. His hardships of having equipment stalled and everything is he has had a very vivacious energy to just keep things going. Right now he's tried also to spread himself, you know, evenly around Southern California with telephone entertainment. always tried to smile and, you know, been very energetic in person and, you know, try to be kind and try to help people.
One of the early phone enthusiasts was a man named Al Diamond, who went under the pseudonym Al Bernay.
And then Al Bernay started doing things. What he was doing, he still does it. When he needs map workers, he'll, again, post telephone poles, a very popular place. And then people would call him. He'd have a recording welcoming people to the map business. And between that times, he had to put something on, so he put some kind of recording on. And then he kind of evolved the idea of the comment line. And that, I think, was the first official comment line.
Back then, of course, people wondered what Bernay was like. He was quite generous with his time, quite compassionate, quite friendly. Of course, he's always been pretty helpful with people as far as their homework. He helped me with my algebra. Bernay does not like me, and I do not like him. But I would say his biggest fault, if not his only fault, he does hold a grudge. And a lot of people said, you know, if you do one thing, he doesn't forgive you for it.
Bernay is different. Well, Bernay is the only petrified phone freak I know. They're the only talking fossil in living history, I think. You know, if they did an excavation at Al Bernay, I think they would find all kinds of old telephones and stuff.
That'll be the day when you say goodbye. That'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave me. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die.
Al Bernay seems to have invented the modern comment line.
In the early 70s, I was quite amazed at it because phones were becoming a new hobby to me, and I was amazed to hear a line where I could talk to 4 or 500 people, and I was wondering how he did it. Never knew the electronics of it, but I thought it was quite good. His educational tapes didn't always interest me, but a lot of things he told me I learned quite a bit from, I thought were quite good.
As Al Bernay's line was running in Southern California, Mark Bernay's line was running in Seattle. Also, a joke line, which is still running today, was running at that time. It was called The Machine.
And now, The Machine presents Beat the Odd Maker.
Hey. Ouch. Ouch. 3-2. 6-1. 4-5.
Speaking of joke lines which are still running today, Z.
The only thing that came up really as the first entertainment line was Z. And I have talked to Bob Bell because he's very much a businessman. I gave him a little analysis of himself. And he found it really interesting that I was, of course, as usual, quite accurate. And he's quite nice. He says that he'll never make any new material, but of course never is a long time. Anybody's subject, of course, to change their mind.
The Channel 4 had run a thing on Z, and so I picked up the phone, called it, and listened to try to get through. Didn't get through for a few days, then I was calling it every night for a while. Z was good, and I stress on was. Z was probably one of the most innovated joke lines. And still the longest running joke line, to my knowledge, other than The Machine, to be around. It had good people portray good parts. They had dumb little skits. They had routines that kids and adults would both understand. And it was good. Unfortunately, they have not made new tapes, at least as far as I remember, since 72. And although I guess new people who are calling Z had never heard them before, somebody who has called joke lines for years probably gets tired of hearing the same old routine.
You've dialed 24-hour telephone entertainment from ZZZZZZ. Z suggests that when in doubt, visit the Doubt Breweries, adjacent to the Doubt Snow Cold Parlor, Doubt, South Dakota.
Bob of Z, how did you get the idea for running Z?
It was kind of a joke, actually. It was the listings that I wanted first. I'd wanted the first and last listings in the Los Angeles telephone book. And when the phone book came out, I was going to high school or college at the time, I don't recall. When the phone book came out, I got a lot of phone calls from people wanting to know what... A, didn't seem to faze people. Being first in the phone book didn't seem to bother anybody. B, being the last, having the six Z's, was kind of peculiar to people. They wanted to know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I was getting calls from strangers hours a day and night, wanting to know what Z was about, or what, you know, what is the listing about. I had to take the phone off the hook because I was going to change. I plan on changing the phone number until I sat down with some friends. I was mentioning it at a party one night that I had this phone number. All I got to do is hang it up, and in 5 minutes, I would get a call, somebody inquiring as to the listing. So I don't know how it came out. It's just in conversation as people throwing out ideas of why don't we put a recording on there of something silly. I think probably that Ben, I don't know anything more about what that recording was, but people who know telephones in the Los Angeles area for going back 10 or 15 years will know that this guy used to sing Happy Days. And he would sing his little song and say, this is Ben. It was really strange. And we thought we'd do something. That was probably the influence, I guess, looking back.
Would you remember the first tape that you made?
Yeah. It's quite vividly. The very first tape was a recording that said something to the effect that we emulated the callers who were calling us, saying something like it had a sound effect of a phone ringing. And then the voiceover said something effective, hello, or Z. Hello, this is Z. And then a caller's voiceover saying, I don't understand. What exactly is Z? Which was almost word for word what people were calling up and asking at that point. And then the recording came back and said, well, like everyone else, you'll have to wait and see because Z is coming to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Which applied it had been somewhere else. It hadn't. But it just said Z is coming to Los Angeles. And I guess that ran for probably a week or so. Again, it was a Codaphone 700 that was cranking out the calls, which is about all you could get in those days. And it was the same recording every time you called, and it was no real audio fidelity, and I was by no means any kind of professional anything at the time. I happened to have a telephone answering machine. It was the only thing I had a telephone line and didn't some creativity. And I guess the curiosity of the callers who called that number started hearing that recording and figured, well, what is this? You know, no one knew what it was about. And it was, I think, the curiosity that kept them calling. And then by the end of the first week or so, we put a little counter on the machine, and we started getting, you know, 25, 50 calls a day from people. So then we started changing the recordings, putting a little joke on, a little skit, a little teens. And one thing led to another until, you know what it's like today.
When did Z start?
Z started February 1970.
Uh-huh. And so it's been running. It'll be 10-year anniversary coming up.
Right. This coming February we'll be starting our 11th year.
You may note that when he says coming up this year, he is referring to February 1980. How does Z stand as far as today?
How does it stand?
I've heard that you're playing back old tapes.
Oh, yes. We have nothing new recorded since 1972 or 3.
Do you ever plan on recording more?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Just don't plan on it.
Uh-huh.
But the original people who did Z have gone their separate ways, and there's a certain... to make recordings like that, there's a certain amount of charisma that's generated by the recording. There's a certain degree of camaraderie between the people making the recordings. And at this day and age of our lives, it's difficult to bring all that back together again. So the thing is, it's more important, though, is I'll bet you 90% of the people, from the judging the letters I get, and from the people who talk to me, judging from that, I'd say 90% of the people calling Z today do not. I've never heard the tapes before when they're calling them. They've only been calling for 6 months or a year or 3 months or 2 weeks, which may seem hard to believe to you, but the majority of the callers, I'd say 90%, are just found out recently. There are some hardcores who have been calling for 10 years. But, you know, there are people who are calling our number today and enjoying the entertainment who weren't born when we made the tapes.
Right.
So we've really come through a generation of young people who have never heard the recordings, and they're hearing them for the very first time now. And, which is kind of interesting to me. I think it was, somebody had made the comment, I believe it was Al Diamond, and I'm going to quote him, but someone had told me Al Diamond had said something effective. Z doesn't need to change their tapes. There's enough young, new people calling all the time that have never heard recordings before, and they can run the same ones over and over and over again and still have the same number of calls, which is very true.
Mm-hmm.
That sums it up. I don't ever have to change them, and people will keep calling. I mean, the Los Angeles Times did a story about Z in the February, I think it was February or March of this year, all about it. Now, this thing is 9 years old, you know, but it's new to them.
Yeah, I read the article.
Okay, well, it was new to the person
story for the Times that told me that she had called when she was back in college, and now she got out, and she's working for the paper, and she wants to do a story about it. But it was basically new to her. So that's why when people ask you, why don't you change recordings, the really answer is that the only people who will stop calling are the ones who've heard every single one, which is very, very few.
How many recordings are there?
Hundreds.
Yeah, are you proud of them all?
No.
How many out of, what percentage of them are you proud of?
Very, very few. Out of the, you've got to remember, you know, at the time we did these, not all of them were super. You know, looking back at it, you can pick the ones that you think are the best. At the time you did them, we tried to change tapes once or twice a week at the time and come up with six or eight different recordings twice a week, which was difficult. And some of them sounded that way, that they just didn't have the effort behind them. But of the several hundred recordings we made, I personally am only proud of maybe 50 of them. That's looking at them from the right side.
You have reached the conclusion of the History of Telephone Entertainment, Part 1. Be sure to stay tuned to further installments here at the same location in several days. And until then, this is Burt Beverly Hills bidding you a good day and keep dialing those numbers.